Mesimcha in other places in Meshech Chachma, specifically in the Haftorah to Shabbos Hagadol, which is mentioned at the very, very end of Sefer Shmos, and it's also in his Haftorah to Shabbos Chazoin, which is mentioned at the end of Parshas Dvarim. It's very mayrich in the other part of this Gemara. The part of this Gemara that says that a Korban Mincha can't be brought b'shutfas. And he says, Dvarim Neflam Adamoid, I just want to share one. And that is, he said, the Navi Yeshaya, in the Nevuah of Chazoin Yeshaya, which we lain B'nigan Eicha, said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the time of the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, said, Lo Yisifu Havi Mincha Shav. K'tayris Toyeva Hili. He said, I'm not interested anymore in your Mincha Shav. Your K'tayris Toyeva Hili. It's already a Toyeva. I'm not interested in your Karbanos. Specifically, Lo Yisifu Havi Mincha Shav and K'tayris Toyeva Hili. And said Rameh Simcha, why is it that the Navi Yeshaya picked on the Karban Mincha, and why is it that he picked on the Ketores? Says Rameh Simcha, classic Ben Benoishel classic. He says, the reason is because we know that the Karban Mincha was not able to be brought to Shutfas. It's a Gemara, Menachos Kuftal on the days. It says, V'nefesh, and we learn from there, Prat L'Shutfin. Stating that, the Karban Mincha was able to be brought to Tzibur. Right, you have menachas that were brought b'tzibur, the menachas hasachin. You have the menachas haomer, right? So there were many menachas that were brought b'tzibur. What's the chilek? If there's a din v'nefesh, if there's a halacha that says that the korban mincha has to be brought in the singular and it can't be brought b'shutfis, so how you talking? You can have a mincha tzibur. So the teretz is pashet. The teretz is that when two shutfin come together and we say we're going to be partners, we're going to bring a korban mincha. So then there are two different nefashes that are bringing the korban. Nefesh excludes them from being able to bring a korban. But when the tzibur comes together and they bring a korban mincha, it's nischadish that the tzibur, tzizamen, are treated as one unit and they're one cheftza of a nefesh. And because they're one cheftza of a nefesh, so it's for that reason Zokrim Eis Simcha works. And this is an Indian that we've spoken about in the name of Rab Tzadik in his Sefer, Divrei Seferim, where he talks about how Klal Yisrael is one unit and ain't tzibur mesa, because the heftz of the tzibur of Klal Yisrael is much bigger than the sum of its parts. There's a unit called Klal Yisrael. As a matter of fact, Rav Tzadik says that the Klal Yisrael of 3,000 years ago and the Klal Yisrael today is the same heftz of Klal Yisrael. It could be there's different members of that entity, but the entity itself is a 3,000 plus year old entity. You want to know when it was formed? You'd literally have to go back millennia. And Rav Tzadik said that's why the Eibishter said, Zocharti loch chesenu raich. I remember when you were in the, we were in the Midbar. Our Zaydas were in the Midbar. No, there's an Indian. I remember when you were in the Midbar. And Rav Tzadik says that's the Oymik, that even though Tamas Chus Avis, but there's still something called Chus Avis. Chus Avis in the sense of Avram Avinu, our Elter Zayda, once did something amazing. Maybe that's Tamas Chus Avis. But from the standpoint that Klal Yisrael once did something, and I'm the Zelba Klal Yisrael. So the Eibishter looks at Klal Yisrael and sees a Klal Yisrael that was Makriv their son on the Akedah. And sees a Klal Yisrael that was Oymid Basar Nesiyonis. And ich bin the Zelba Cheftzef and the Zelba Klal Yisrael, because the entity didn't change. The entity didn't change. So says Rav Tzadik, there's a Musik of Tzibayin Emes, but the point is, there's one unit, one Cheftzef called Klal Yisrael. So Rav Simcha says that it's true, Shutfin can't bring a Karban Mincha. That's because it's Nefashos, it's not Nefesh. But the Tzibur, there's one Tzibur called Nefesh. There's one Tzibur that's in the singular Klal Yisrael, and the Tzibur is able to bring a Karban Mincha. So Rav Simcha said, he said that when Klal Yisrael were ba'achtos, the Meshech HaDoros, so then there was a cheftza of nefesh of Klal Yisrael. They were one unit. And they were able to bring a korban mincha b'teiras tzibur. He said, but when Klal Yisrael were chayte, and Klal Yisrael were not getting along, and Klal Yisrael were not ba'achtos, for whatever reason, when Klal Yisrael is not ba'achtos, they lose that status of being a nefesh. And if they lose that status of being a nefesh, they're no longer that singular cheftz of Klal Yisrael. So Rameh Simcha says that the Navi, a few psukim earlier in Yeshaya, said, Shimu dvar Hashem, kitzinei sedoim, hazinu teres alikenu amamoyer. The Navi compared Klal Yisrael as the Ktsine Sidon. Gulei Hashem Tzvaka is Haisolanu Sarit Kemat Kistayim Mayinu La Meirad Aminu. What does it mean, Kistayim? So we know what the Avera of Stein was. The Chata Stein, the Avain Stein was Yad Oni Ve'evion Lo Yechzika. It was all Ben Adam L'Chavera. They didn't get along with each other. They didn't forgive each other. That was the Avera of Stein. And if the Navi says that Klal Yisrael were Kistayim, that means there was a Chesaron and Achtus in Klal Yisrael at the time of the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. And just to be clear, even though we know the second Beis HaMikdash was the one that was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, but there was a tremendous period at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon as well. Says Rav Meir Simcha, we know that the whole Malchus was divided into two groups. You had Malchus Yehuda, and then you had the Malchus of Yerov and Benavad, etc., etc. There was an incredible period within Klal Yisrael, and that's what the Navi meant when he said, Shimu Dvar Hashem, Tzinei Stoim. When Klal Yisrael is bepirud, they're not a nefesh. And if they're not a nefesh, they can't bring a Karban Mincha. Zok Rav Meir Simcha, lo yisoy sifu havi mincha shav. Because now the mincha that you're bringing is a mincha shutfin. I know you all contributed. I know you all chipped in. I know you all gave a machza shekel. It's very nice. Yeah, you have 600,000 Jews that are being mishtatev in a mincha. But you're not a nefesh. And there's a tenai in the carbon mincha. Carbon mincha dav zayin v'nefesh ki sakrib. It's a carbon shutfis. It's not a carbon mincha. And not a carbon tzibur. Because it's not a carbon tzibur, therefore it's not going to work. Rav Simcha says, that's why the pasuk says, k'teiris tayeva hili. Why did the Navi Yeshaya chepa with the k'teiris? He said, because we know the Gemara says, in Masechtas Krisos, that the Ktiris was made up of all the Samamani Ktiris. And one of the Samamani Ktiris was the Chelbana. And the Chelbana's Rechai Ra, it smells very bad. And the Gemara says, how could you bring the Chelbana? Hakriveu nola fecha secha, ayirtzecha, ayayisa panecha. And the Teretz is because as much as the Chelbana tastes bad, but when you take the Chelbana and you mix it together with all the Samamanim, to the contrary, it actually enhances. The Ktiris smell better with the Chelbana than without the Chelbana. That, says Rav Meir Simcha, is all true if there's an Ichud. So there's an Ichud, so now the Chelbana is part of all the Yud Aleph Samamani Keteris, it all stems. But what happens when there's a period? Now the Chelbin is standing by itself. Hayirtzecha, oy hayisa panecha. Then the Keteris is Tayeva Hili. You know why it's Tayeva? Because of the Chelbin. But what do you mean the Chelbin is supposed to merge? The Chelbin emerges when we merge. But when we're the period, then the Chelbin is benefit as well. And that's my Keteris Tayeva Hili. It's like Soisifu Havi Mincha Shav. K'teiris Te'eva Hili, that's why we're picking, that's why we're chepping Dafka with the Mincha, that's why we're chepping Dafka with the K'teiris. Says Rav Meir Simcha, this was all at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon. He said, but the Navi Malachi said that there's going to be a day when Klal Yisrael is going to do tshuva, and there's going to be a day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu once again is going to bring back the Beis HaMikdash, and Mashiach is going to come, and then it's going to be Va'arva L'Hashem Minchas Yehuda V'Yushalayim Kimi Yoylam V'Chshonim Kaminiyas. He says, when Klal Yisrael is going to do tshuva, and when the Eibush is going to bring back the Beis HaMikdash, then again the Mincha is going to be Arev. Then again the Mincha is going to be sweet. Says Rav Meir Simcha, the Lashon Va'arva L'Hashem Minchas Yehuda. You don't see that Lashon every day. Why the Lashon Va'arva? So Rav Meir Simcha says that there's two Lashonis that you find to describe something that's sweet. Masuk and Arev. Masuk and Arif, what's the difference? Masuk is something that's bechefza sweet. Something you taste, it's sweet. Sugar is sweet. It's something that's sweet. Arif is miloshin taruvas. It's something that's sweet, but it's only sweet because of the taruvas. Because of the ichud, because of the achdus, that's why it's sweet. Each individual thing, no, maybe you can do better. But when it's tzamen, when it's nisarif, that's where you see the sweetness. The carbon mincha, once again, will be great again. When? It's going to be great again when we're going to be ba'achtos. When we're going to be ba'achtos, then the carbon mincha is not going to be a carbon shutfin. Then the carbon mincha is going to be a carbon tzibur. Then we'll be able to be mekayim v'nefesh kisakriv. Because even though we're harbe v'harbe nefashes, but at the same time, it's going to be like one nefesh. By the way, I have to mention this. One of the marmekayimis Rav Meir Simcha says is the pasuk in Parshas Vayigash, Ubnei Yosef asher yulad loy b'mitzrayim nefesh, kol ha'nefesh l'beis Yaakov abba mitzrayim ha'shivin. 70 freak Rashi, how can you call it nefesh? Because they were ba'achtos. And being that they were ba'achtos, 70 is called nefesh. When Klal Yisrael's ba'achtos is v'nefesh, that's the punchline. It's v'nefesh ki sakri mincha. But the bottom line is, said Rav Meir Simcha, that right now, laida, we're bepirud. And when we're bepirud, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, lo yisoy sifu havi mincha shav. This is not a mincha sibur. You got together? Come on. Are you ke'ish echad? Are you belev echad? Do you respect each other? Are you being noyagu kovid zebo zeh? If not, then it's a mincha shav. Your k'tayrus that you're bringing with the Allah school is k'tayrus te'evo hili. Can't say it out of your mouth, but this is what the Navi Yeshaya said. But when Klal Yisrael comes together, ba'achtas, and we're able to look away from our differences, then we become nefesh. And you know what happens then? It's va'or v'lashem minchas Yehuda. Because contrary to what we might think, that each person has a great saknaka b'fnayatzma, really, the real arevus of the year comes when we come to Zaman Zakar Meir Simcha. Then even the chelbana sweet, even the Chelbana has what to offer. When Klai Yisrael is going to be b'taruvus, when Klai Yisrael is going to be b'achtos, then our mincha will be v'ar v'lashem minchas Yehuda, and we'll be zoicha to go back to the days of yore, kimei oylam, u'cheshanim kad meneyos.